Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak to Robert. This is Jackie. We spoke yesterday.
Jackie, how are you, hon?
I'm great. How are you? I actually just tried to call you a couple minutes ago, but you didn't.
No, I know. I saw that. My schedule got a little banged up this morning. I had
to go look at an emergency job. So, I was supposed to start in the office, at 9:30, and I'm just getting there now, and we have a list of things we have to go over. And one of which was, what you would put in front of us. I know that you had sent us an email with some information, correct?
Mm-hmm, yep, I did get that over to you.
Okay, so before I can, and I just got off the phone with one of your associates, because I tried calling you back.
I heard, yeah, that's what prompted my call. I figured it'd just be easier for me to give you another call.
100%. So what I want to do is I have a number of things that I have to go over, including, revisit, what we've been doing for advertising. And, like I said, you've got me very interested. I like what you had to say yesterday. And it sounds like it could be a good fit for us. But again, I got to get on the same page with Gina, who works for me, and, get through some things we have to do. We already had on the docket for this morning. This was kind of like added to.
Mm-hmm.
And then visit that. And I only have a 2-hour window with her today. So I'm trying Yeah, I'm a little behind. I got a phone call. I had to go look at a project, and I'm just getting back now. So.
Hey, I get it. A little bit about my backstory. Before I started doing this, I managed homeowner associations, so I get it. I was on call 24/7 for emergencies, and every day emergencies would pop off and really mess with your schedule. I completely understand, Robert.
I don't get emergencies. This was like a client that needed me, like, because somebody screwed something up and, she's trying to, get something done, and I just had to kind of get involved because I'm more of a general contractor, but this was kind of an emergency situation where she begged me to go by there this morning.
So
it was kind of like a favor for a friend. So, that's nice. Where we're at. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So I'm just getting back to the office now, and I got a few things to go over. I like what you had to say. We're very interested. I'm just gonna. I have to talk to Gina right now, and we'll on some other things. But we're gonna keep this on the docket. Okay.
Okay, great. So if you're going to be going over that with Gina today, it sounds like within the next 2-hour time span.
I have a 1 o'clock. I have a one o'clock with the banker too today about some construction stuff. So
gotcha.
Today. If I get on this, let's see how much time I get, how much time it takes us to get through. What we have to get through right now, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, and just
because
I just started an
Airbnb too, so that's been added to the equation. So I've got so much going on right now.
Nice, yeah. My boyfriend and I, we want to get into Airbnb. There's a lot of money to be made there for sure. All right, Robert.
Maybe you can talk to us about doing some advertising for that. I'd be interested in that too.
I can look into that for sure. Our company specializes in home services, so we a lot of our client base is contractors who provide like remodeling, construction, concrete, painting. If it's a service for a home, that's like our target market. I can absolutely ask them, if we do any kind of advertising for Airbnb. I think it would be a separate account for you, but it's definitely worth looking into. I can look into that while...
Yeah, I'd like to set, because the thing is I'd like to set up my own website on it, and I think I'd like to give people the option to click on a link to see a website and with my contact information and whatnot.
I'm so sorry. I totally just interrupted you. Go ahead.
So if there's a way to do that, I'd be interested.
Yeah, I just got a little excited because I recently learned that with the websites that we can generate for our clients, their customers or, you know, potential prospects are able to go onto their website and even, like, schedule with them. So I know with Airbnbs, you know, scheduling might get a little hectic, especially if you're trying to focus on, you know, your construction gig. So that's definitely a perk with the websites that we include as well, to kind of take a little bit of the administrative off of you.
Yeah. Yep. Well, let's look into it. I like it.
All right, great. So, Robert, since I did send over the email and it sounds like you got a really busy day today, feel free to shoot me an email so we can schedule a time to link up.
Yeah, and I'll give you another. I'll give you my personal email, too, so
okay,
you and
sure.
I can communicate a little bit, because Gina's kind of in the office. It's Robbie Bagley, R-O-B-B-Y-B-A-G-L-E-Y, 88@gmail.com.
Okay.
Stay in touch with me because I got a lot of wheels spinning. If I run out the door today and I don't visit this, I want to stay on top of this. This is important to me.
Okay.
I like what you had to say.
Well, sounds terrific. I will keep an eye out for your email. We'll schedule a time to circle back, and good luck with your day today. I hope, you know, it's not too hectic.
Yeah, it is. I backed myself into a corner with this 1 o'clock and doing this morning, but I'll figure it out. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
I know. I really appreciate your time, Jackie. Seriously. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you too, Rob. Good luck with everything. We'll talk soon.
Oh, we're good. We're good. You called at the right time. We'll get something going. Okay?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.